Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Frank Whaley.
I hope everyone had a good Labor Day weekend.
AKA dollar bill.
And it is, what's the date today? Friday, September 8th. Welcome to the Whaley Family Hour, featuring us.
The strike lingers on.
It does.
And so...
No end in sight.
Yeah, which is, it's hellish, because even when there's no strike, you know, it's weeks and weeks and months at a time of you and I being in a house together. Our children are now gone off to college.
This coming on the heels of the pandemic, when a lot of people kept working during the pandemic and then everything else just kind of shut down. And I feel like this has been like we're in purgatory.
Yeah, and it's not like they're out there like angrily picketing. They're having a party out there, and you know, I understand they have the best intentions, these actors that are picketing, and I should be out there picketing myself. But
yeah, why aren't you?
Because I gotta wait till I get new sneakers. But here's the deal. Here's my stance on the whole actors strike, Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA strike. If you're listening, Fran Drescher and what's that dude's name? Rodney Island, Dublin, Ireland. I don't even know that
Crab
dude's
apple?
Name. Crabtree Apple. Why are you allowing actors to not strike? If it's a strike, why are the actors showing up at the film festivals, on movie sets, on television sets? If there's a strike, it makes no sense. No matter how many times Crabtree explains it, doesn't make any sense.
No, because even if something's an independent film and it's being made independently, they're going to go and sell it to Amazon, Netflix, whatever.
Doesn't matter if it's independent or not. There shouldn't be any, if there's a strike, if there's a sanitation worker strike, sanitation workers don't pick up the trash.
They're right. A strike's supposed to hurt.
Hotel workers, they scream and yell on the picket line at people crossing the scabbing. You know? What's his name? Adam Driver. I should throw a rock. I should be standing at the Venice Film Festival throwing rocks at Adam Driver for crossing the picket line.
Well, I mean, throwing rocks, that
Look,
would
I'm
be...
Look, I'm not going to throw a rock at Adam Driver.
No.
That would not be good
I like
for my
Adam co- Driver.
Wouldn't be good for my career
and
in
it's
any
not,
way.
And it's not Adam Driver's fault. You know, the union has allowed him to do that.
Yes.
To do what he's doing.
Crabtree.
And I don't know that if you were in a movie that was... given a waiver, I don't know that you would say no.
I would definitely say yes.
Yeah. So it's not Adam Driver's fault.
Yeah, because everybody else is doing it. Why shouldn't I?
Right.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you, Adam Driver.
You would like to throw rocks at him.
Look, I ain't going to throw a rock at Adam Driver, okay? But all I'm saying is this doesn't make any kind of sense. If we're supposed to be on strike, there shouldn't be anybody and there shouldn't be any acting going on. There shouldn't be any actors on the stage. All the theaters should be dark.
But no, the theater's a different union. They got no beef. They got no beef with the theaters.
Yeah, but in solidarity, they should say, look, we're going to stick with our brothers and sisters of acting. Right?
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. But I do think that what the Screen Actors Guild should be doing is setting up their own freaking streaming platform and making their own content.
Anyway, because of Crabtree... Ireland and Fran Drescher, you and I are walking around here like the damn ropers.
Oh my God, we are like the ropers, but we're not even landlords. We don't even have like tenants.
We got no kids here in the house.
There's a dog.
It is like the ropers because you said the other day, how long would it take us to make love in every room? I said, girl, this is a 3,000 square foot house. Let's get started.
You were mentioning a minute ago throwing rocks at someone. Now, I'm not going to advocate throwing rocks at anyone, but I would think Danny Masterson deserves rocks thrown at him, convicted rapist. But what has happened? No.
Let me just say one thing. Can I just say one thing about Adam Driver? I would not throw rocks at him for crossing the picket line, but I would like to throw a rock at him for the movie Gucci, which was the worst piece of shit since Oppenheimer. Go ahead.
So, would it be really funny to watch Oppenheimer, but everybody has the accents from Gucci?
Right. So, what were you saying?
The thermonuclear war. That sounded like a Dracula. So what I was going to say is Danny Masterson deserves rocks thrown at him, but that's not what's happening, is it? He got letters of support from Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, said what a wonderful man he is. What an inspiration, a guiding light.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't understand why somebody would do that. I mean, friendship goes far, but like when someone's a convicted rapist, raped three people.
Right.
30 years in prison he's getting.
I think that
why put your name out there like that? Did they not think that this was like that their little notes that they wrote were going to be a matter of public record?
I think that they weren't wanted the judge to go easy on him. I don't know. Maybe they thought he shouldn't go to, she implied in that letter that he shouldn't go to prison, but that's insane because
he's a rapist.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he was on That 70s Show or not. He's still convicted of violently raping women. Come on. You know?
Yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't need any of these people coming after me, you know. I don't need anybody like.
Who's coming after you?
Who knows?
I don't think the Scientologists are tuning into this podcast.
Oh, yeah. You better believe they are, especially now that we mention their name. They have like little sensors that go up every time somebody mentions their name.
Well, on a brighter note, Naomi Watts, you know her. She's an actress.
Yes.
Naomi Watts. You're familiar with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading on the internet that she says that she and her husband, Billy Crudup, who's a great, great fellow, happen to know Billy, are enjoying great, quote, great sex, unquote, in their, quote, honeymoon stage, unquote.
Okay, did somebody hack into her phone and read this in a text message, or is that like a statement that was put out?
People magazine, girl, she said.
What? Why would anybody put that out in a magazine?
I don't know. Seems like you got issues with Mila Kunis and Naomi Watts speaking their mind, but the actress said that.
I don't think that's speaking your mind. I think that's like telling your business that's like doesn't belong in People magazine.
But you were just saying out loud how quickly you and I could have sex.
No,
In every woman's
Nobody
house,
believes that.
Including right. all the closets.
Nobody believes that.
The actress Naomi Watts says that, quote, sex becomes more pleasurable, unquote, with age.
Oh, she. You know what? Isn't she promoting some menopause thing?
That's
why she's doing it, because it's all part of some sort of a promotional campaign for something. That makes sense.
She's 54. She said that her husband, who's 55, still on their honeymoon phase. I believe you and I are still on our honeymoon phase.
They do not look 54 and 55.
Younger or older?
They look younger.
Oh. I don't think I look my age at all.
No, you don't.
So whenever you say somebody else doesn't look, whenever.
Yeah, you immediately take it as an insult that's your own issues that you are unresolved that make you think that anytime somebody else gets a compliment, it's actually an insult to you.
She says, I personally think sex becomes more pleasurable when you take out the fear of making babies.
Well, that's, I mean, there's plenty of ways to do that, yeah, Naomi. What? She never heard of birth control?
Yeah, what year is she operating in? She joked, what is that expression? Closed for business, open for pleasure? I've never heard that expression.
I've never heard that either.
Closed for business, open for pleasure. Does that mean, is she referring to the...
Well, the business of making babies.
Oh.
So it's not like functional, it's just for fun.
I thought she was referring to her vagina, like her vagina closed for business, but it's open for pleasure.
And yeah,
I
don't want that's to think what about, she means.
Right. Well, I don't want to think about a vagina opening and closing.
Ugh.
You know, air travel, for me and my... Let me just say it like this, Heather. I hate flying so much. You love to travel and fly, right?
Well, I don't so much love to fly anymore. I get nervous. That's why I drink on airplanes.
Right, but For me, the whole idea of leaving someplace and going to another place, I don't like the whole idea.
Since when?
I like going to visit my children, who now live far away. But that's it. I don't want to go on a beach far away.
You know, I do. Am I going to have to find someone else to do those kinds of things with?
I will definitely go with you, but here's the thing.
I don't want to go with you if you're going to be complaining.
I'm not going to complain.
Like, if to go on a vacation with somebody who doesn't want to be on vacation, no thanks. I'd rather go by myself.
One of the many reasons I hate traveling is because you have to get on an airplane, and every time you turn on the internet, you see somebody freaking out or attacking somebody or something horrible happening on a plane.
Right.
But this is possibly the worst thing I've ever heard of happening on a plane. There was a flight, Delta Airlines passenger made headlines for having explosive diarrhea on a flight.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Delta Airbus A350 flying to Barcelona, Spain, made a U-turn, returned to Atlanta, where it had departed to be cleaned due to a medical issue.
Was the diarrhea in the bathroom, or the person didn't make it to the bathroom?
A pilot on the flight could be heard describing the situation as a biohazard issue. And if it was in the, you know, if you have a diarrhea in the bathroom, that's fine.
So this was just like in the main cabin of the plane.
The pilot went on to say, "We've had a passenger who's had diarrhea all the way through the airplane."
What? So they were moving around while they were having explosive diarrhea. They couldn't even just stay in one spot.
By definition, explosive doesn't mean in one spot. It means explosive.
Yeah, but I mean, I would assume they were wearing pants. It would be contained within your pants.
A video purportedly filmed inside the aircraft appeared to show feces strewn across the floor.
Oh, God. This is the second time this has happened. There was another guy who had, like, he was sitting in his Air France seat and had, like, horrible diarrhea that it was, like, soaked into the carpet under his feet.
Evidently, the toilets were all in use, and this person was running back and forth trying to get into one of the toilets. I mean, this is a plane from Atlanta to Barcelona. You think it'd be more than two toilets. But anyway,
how far away from Atlanta were they?
I'm not sure.
But I mean, why did they have to go all the way back to Atlanta? Why wouldn't you find the closest? I mean, and then the person who has the diarrhea has to get back on the plane with everybody else?
I think that's the least of the concern. What happens to this person after they get off the plane? But the fact is, I think I might rather crash than be on a plane with that diarrhea.
Would you rather be the person who's having the explosive diarrhea or the other people on the plane?
I'd rather be the person having the diarrhea.
Because otherwise you've got someone else's diarrhea on you. Or
yeah. I mean, your own personal diarrhea is not as offensive to you as somebody else's.
But think about how embarrassing. If I was on that flight and it went back to Atlanta, I would have just left the airport, never to return again. I couldn't face those people again.
I was on a plane once. This doesn't really compare. I was on a plane once, I got up to use to relieve myself.
Diarrhea?
It wasn't diarrhea, but I had to relieve my intestines needed to be flushed.
Gross.
And so I was in the bathroom, and I didn't lock. And this has happened to me a couple of times. I forgot to lock it, lock the door.
I don't understand how you can forget to lock the bathroom door in an airplane, because that's what turns the light on.
Like I said, I forgot to lock the door, and I sat down. It was probably daylight, and so you know you don't need the light inside the bathroom during the daylight hours. Anyway, I went in, shut the door, lined the seat, got myself together, and before I know it, Richard Linklater, the guy that directed Dazed and Confused and others, opens the door.
He was on your flight, and
yes.
He just, oh yeah. My God.
And so it was the kind of bathroom that was somewhat exposed to the rest of the cabin, so there I was.
So it was a first class? It was like a first class.
Of course, Heather.
Bathroom.
You think I'm going to relieve my intestines and coach?
We got a bit of weather coming in here, Frank.
Yes.
As we've been sitting here, there's like it's gotten really dark outside and there's some thunder happening. And so,
thanks for the update, Al Roker.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Ciao,
I guess.
Ciao. Ciao.
This is not very good podcast content.